Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written two best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
And this is what I want you to do. Go to the show notes, all this information. I said guys again. This is what I'm trying to do with you, friends. Go to the show notes, get all this information, and go follow him. It makes no sense for you to start liking this guy and not give him your attention and your energy. So go follow him, because this is what we're all about. We are here to grow one another. He's a regular guy making extraordinary decisions every second that he can do so. And you are the same thing. He's empowering you, talking about business and how you're a business. So let's follow him. Now, let's go back to business again. 100, maybe 150,000 people are going to listen to this within the next 30 to 45 days. They're hungry. And some of them are just like you. They've got the education, getting out the military. And then some of them are just like the other parts of you. They're going through bad times, and they're trying to find their way out of it. And you found your way out of your bad times, which we're getting ready to talk about. But what message would you give to these people, these friends, about business and how not giving up, or how to convert themselves into being that businessman?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, down here in South Florida, we had a hurricane about, I don't know when that's going to be out, but a couple months ago we had Hurricane Irma, and luckily it wasn't that bad, right? But in a matter of about 12 to 14 hours, I lost just a little less than $110,000. Yeah, that's a hard time. You know, I lost, I'll be honest with you, you know, in front of hundreds of thousands of people, I lost 100K twice this year. Twice this year. And I don't, and that's a lot of money to me. You know, I'm not at that point where I can just throw away 100K. I lost 100K twice this year. And, you know, I feel vulnerable right now, but to be honest, I just want to, you know, being vulnerable is a great thing. It's a beautiful, amazing thing. So I lost 100K twice this year. But those are real problems. Yeah. Those are big boy problems, right? Those aren't, you know, $500 problems. I got a speeding ticket problems. These are real problems. And, you know, not to go back to Mr. Cardone, but the gentleman said, you know, have goals so big that your problems are pale in comparison. Have your goals so big, 10X is what he says, that your problems are just pale in comparison. And that's where I want to be at. It's like, you know, I'm talking about, I want to change the world one person at a time. And I know that if I change the world, I'm going to make a lot of money doing it. And I'm going to be able to help a lot of people. Whatever happens to me, losing 100K is not going to, it has no effect on me changing the world. None at all.
Okay, guys, obviously, as you can tell now, since you're tuning back in, this is a nice series of multiple episodes in which we're following the life of Nick, the South Floridian who is hanging out with his sleeves rolled up. He's lost $200,000. And here's the wonderful thing about it, because with my successful brain, I didn't hear you losing $200,000. I heard you gaining $100,000 twice. That's what I heard. Anybody who is worth anything heard the same thing. And that's the deal about losing money. When you know how to make it, you don't panic over that, because that's, you can get it right back. Like that's exactly what millionaires do. So this guy is well on his way to becoming the next Cardone, Grant Cardone, but in his own version, in his own lane, helping people. So let's talk about, in this episode, let's talk about this 100,000 loss and 100,000 loss again, and the lessons you've learned from the entire experience.
Hey, we're going deep right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, losing money's it happens, right? It's part of doing business. If you gotta pay to play, right? It's part of doing business. It's the name of the game. I'm very active in real estate. I believe real estate is my avenue to financial freedom, to being an entrepreneur, right? My normal day is technically I can wake up whatever time I want because I don't have a job. That happens to be I usually wake up before the, you know, before 6 a.m. And I think last night I grabbed a cold brew coffee at like 10 o'clock at night. You know, and that's because that's what I want to do. So, you know, most importantly, you have to be in the game, right? You can't be standing on the sidelines, right? And you can't be afraid to lose. So I think, you know, to tie this back in, I can talk about, you know, how I lost twice, or I can talk more about, you know, my goals and my dreams. And that's the big thing is my goals and dreams. You know, I want to have, you know, understanding that $1 million, being a millionaire is not a big deal. Let me say that again. Being a millionaire, having $1 million is not a big deal. Understanding that we're at Starbucks right now. I see 9 people on the patio, and I guarantee you all 9 people will come across $1 million within their lifetime. Guarantee you. Do the math. You make $50,000 a year for 20 years, you just made $1 million. So, you know, you need to think much bigger than, you know, money. To be honest with you, you got to think bigger than money. I want to change the world. I'm not a teacher anymore because I was sick and tired of just reaching 15, 20 people, right? I was having an influence on 25 kids a year. And then I started teaching teachers. I was influencing maybe 400 kids a year. I want to get to that point where I can influence the world, right? There's a gentleman who plays for the, the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, Chris Long. This gentleman, Chris Long, he paid for the Patriots last year, and before that, played for the Rams. This cat, he just said he's going to donate every bit, 100% of his salary to education. That's crazy. Millions of dollars to education in 3 cities, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. He put himself in a position to truly, really give away. You know, when Texas got hit with Harvey, you know what I did? I donated some money, but I also donated blood, right? Go back to Cardone. You know what he did? He filled up his private airplane. Like, imagine that's screw you money. You know, like, yeah, you can go donate $5 to Publix, but let's be real. It's not going to have that much of an effect. But why don't you put yourself in a situation where you can fill up your private airplane with $20,000 of supplies and fly it out there and donate it? That's where I'm thinking, right? And it's such a beautiful thing. So you got to just figure out what your goals and your purpose is. You know, nobody's goals and purpose is to lose $200,000 in a year, right? And what this gentleman was just saying was, I saw you made $100,000 twice. Yeah. And that's a powerful thing. And I wrote that in my book, that this whole world is controlled by our mind, right? How, you know, it goes back to the book over 100 years ago, almost 100 years, with Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. You know, the gentleman said, what the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. And that's such a beautiful thing, and understand this world is controlled by your mind. Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written 2 best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, in local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, the day God decided to flex his muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.